U.S. Bishops Call for End to Violent Practice of Abortion in America. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 16, 2025. The U.S. Catholic bishops have launched a 9-day prayer campaign for an end to the violent practice of abortion in America. May the tragic practice of abortion end, states Thursday's prayer intention, marking the beginning of the 9 Days for Life campaign, organized by the U.S. Bishops' Committee on Pro-Life Activities. Abortion tragically rejects the truth that every life is a good and perfect gift, deserving protection, the campaign states. This violent practice ends the life of a human being at its very beginning and horribly wounds all those involved. Differences in the so-called quality of life do not affect the inestimable and equal value of every human life, the bishops recall. At every stage and in every circumstance, we are held in existence by God's love. The presence of an illness, disability, or other challenging situation never diminishes the value of a human life, they state. God does not call us to perfection of appearance or abilities, but to perfection in love, the reflection adds. Christ invites us to embrace our own lives and the lives of others as true gifts. Related, abortionists block progressive pro-lifers from speaking to abortion bus attendees. Earlier this week, Bishop Daniel Thomas of Toledo, Ohio, chairman of the Bishops' Committee on Pro-Life Activities, issued a statement calling for an end to legalized abortion as well as greater support for mothers facing difficult pregnancies. As we prayerfully continue the essential work of restoring full legal protection of all preborn children and supporting parents facing difficult pregnancies, we also recognize our need for asking forgiveness and healing from the Lord for when we have given into the culture of death, Bishop Thomas said. Many mothers and fathers may feel they have no choice except abortion, he said. Some are pressured or coerced. No matter the circumstances of the abortion, we must recognize the often silent grief of parents for their child and their despair of being worthy of the love and forgiveness of God and others, he wrote. To the parents of children who have died by abortion, I am deeply sorry for your loss, he said. Know that our Lord loves you as his daughters and sons no matter your actions. No sin is beyond his unfathomable mercy. As Breitbart News reported, a record 45 million unborn babies were killed in the womb by abortion in 2024, making abortion the number one global cause of death for the year. Deaths by abortion were so numerous that it dwarfed all other causes of death such as heart disease, cancer, smoking, HIV/AIDS, traffic fatalities, and suicide. Follow at Williams Rome.